It's like a field trip. Republicans are going to the border this week. They're going to the border in a field trip to see what's going on the border. And every Democrat in the entire Congress is boycotting. Can you believe this is the United States of America? First of all, how childish is that? How can one party of Congress boycott another party going to the border? Childish. And second of all, they're so scared that you'll find out what they're doing at that border. Democrats are purposely ruining the country, destroying the country, annihilating the country, devastating the country. How many more words can I come up with? I got really high SAT scores. I could come up with a lot of them. They're just doing Cloward Piven. What I learned at Columbia University, Cloward Piven. How do you destroy America, destroy capitalism, and destroy the middle class? You make America a foreign country to its own people, to Americans. It's going to be a foreign country. You're not going to want to live here anymore. Nothing but foreigners. There's only 330 million people in America. 50 million of them are now foreigners. Most of them illegal. 30 million of those are illegal. So soon there's going to be 100 million. Then there's going to be 200 million. Soon our country's going to have 500 million, 600 million, a billion people. We're going to be the most crowded country. It'll be like China. You're going to have to wear masks all day because of the pollution in the air. You know, it's just a travesty what they're doing to the United States of America. We should have grown through organic growth, and people have babies, and that's America. But you don't let the whole world in so that we're not America anymore. So they won't even go to the border to participate in a field trip, as Republicans point out how bad it really is at the border. Here's another important story. New York City and policing crisis as resignations reach record numbers. Look, why would anyone want to be a cop anymore? If you've reached 20 years, I mean, I'm sure a lot of them are leaving after 3 years and 5 years and 10 years. They can't take it anymore. It's a horrible job. It used to be a great job. Now it's a horrible job. At any moment you shoot someone, they happen to be black, you're going to prison. You, the cop, will go to prison for shooting a black person. Who you did nothing wrong. The person's a criminal. They got a criminal record this long. But they're black, you're going to jail. They reach for your gun, you shoot them. You're going to be charged with murder. You're going to go to jail. Now, if you shoot a white person, that's okay. Nobody says a word. What kind of country are we living in? And if you're a cop and you do your job, which is means you're active, you arrest a lot of people, they're going to say you're some sort of racist. If you're in a lot of shootings, they're going to say you're a violent person. You should be kicked off the force. So the best thing to do is to sit in your car and eat donuts and coffee and never do a thing. Nothing. Because anything you do is going to get you in trouble. So cops don't do their jobs anymore. And that's a boring job, and that's a frustrating job, and you watch as people loot and burn and torch, and you watch as people mug people, and you watch as people murder people, and you do nothing. And so cops are quitting left and right, because who wants to do that? It's frustrating, it's sad, it's boring, it's lazy, it's terrible. If you do your job, and you're a good cop, you're in trouble, and if you don't do your job, then you're rewarded. Because you're black, it's called diversity. Because you're Latino, it's called diversity. Because you're a gay cop, you'll get awards for that. They'll make you the captain. They'll promote you right up to police chief. If you're a gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, gender fluid, black, disabled policeman, you got it made. You've hit every point that liberals love. This is America. And so you can't say Wayne's making this stuff up. Every city has the same problem. All the cops are retiring. Nobody wants to be a police officer anymore. They're disrespected, they're treated like garbage, and they face death every day from vicious, violent criminals, and they don't want you to shoot back, and they don't want you to chase them in a car chase. Matter of fact, if you chase someone in a car chase and they get in an accident, you get blamed, and you and your family will get sued. And if you touch a criminal, they'll sue you. It's all gone bad. Who's going to defend you? You're soon going to find out. Without the thin blue line, you've got nothing. That's what keeps America, America. You know? That's what it's always made this country great. is that it's not a lawless nation. There are guys with guns and badges. Yes, mostly guys with courage and guns and badges. And I don't care what the color of their skin is. And I don't care if they're gay or straight. I just care if they can shoot straight. And those cops protect us from all the barbarians of the world. Vicious, horrible people have always been among us. And you need policemen and sheriffs to keep the bad people at bay. And if there are no more people willing to stand up and be policemen anymore, then we are done. And if everybody becomes a cop, the same reason they get hired by a bank, the same reason our government hires people, because of the color of their skin, because they're brown, black, of color, minority, gay, transgender. Nobody worries anymore about performance. Are they good? Can a cop run fast? Can a cop jump high? Can he get over that fence to go after the criminal? They don't worry about that anymore. They lower the standards and they let anybody in, and the resume is just about the color of your skin and your sexual preference. And by the way, white straight males aren't wanted anymore. What kind of country is this? Biden signs executive order to ramp up gun control. What started Nazi Germany? How did my fellow Jews, you know I'm a Jew, although I'm a different kind of Jew, I'm a messianic Jew who took Christ as his savior back 32 years ago, but I'm still a Jew. And how did my Jews get wiped out in Nazi Germany? How did they get slaughtered? How did 6 million get mass murdered? Well, first thing Hitler did is take their guns away. The very first thing. Every dictator, every communist dictator in the world, every hateful dictator does is they take the guns away, leaving the people defenseless. And that's what Biden wants to do. And this is, do not kid yourself, this is a communist color revolution. A communist attack on the United States of America is happening right now. Joe Biden is a brainless, brain-dead, dementia-laden nothing, a wooden dummy. And behind him are a bunch of ventriloquists, and they are Obama and the Obama crew, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice. All the Obama retreads are running the country. Biden can't run anything. Biden sits down and gets the news while he's having his diapers changed and being fed baby food by Jill. Biden doesn't know anything. He's got a communist cabal behind him, and they're ruining America. And the first thing you do if you're a communist tyrant is you take away the guns so nobody can fight back. What did Thomas Jefferson say? The greatest thing about America, I'm paraphrasing, is that every few decades you gotta have a revolution. And the people need to have their guns. They need to fight corrupt governments. And what we got is a corrupt government. And you don't believe our government's corrupt, huh? Biden's owned by China. Congressman James Comer says, Treasury reports show the Biden family, you should call them the Biden crime family, made millions of dollars from a Chinese company after 2016. What was 2016? What was the demarcation? Why 2016? Well, think about it. He was Obama's vice president. He was vice president of the United States of America, the second most powerful man in the United States of America. And in 2016, Trump pulled the upset, and Biden was gone, and Obama was gone. And as soon as he was gone, he made millions of dollars from a Chinese company. You know what you call that? Treason. He committed treason against the United States of America. Let me dig into it a little bit. The Biden family business received a $3 million wire transfer from a Chinese energy company and subsequent payments after President Joe Biden left the vice presidency in 2017. Who says it? Not Wayne Root. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer of Kentucky. He announced it upon receiving suspicious activity reports from the United States Treasury. U.S. banks have flagged over 150 suspicious reports from Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, and James Biden, his brother, that included large amounts of money flagged for further review. According to a 2020 Senate report, suspicious activity reports often contain evidence of potential criminal activities such as money laundering and fraud. According to bank documents we've already obtained, we know one company owned by a Biden associate received a $3 million wire from a Chinese energy company 2 months after Joe Biden left the vice presidency. And soon after, hundreds of thousands of dollars in payouts went to members of the Biden family, otherwise known as the Biden crime family. Who's running the country? The Obama crime family, with an assist from the Clinton crime family, the Kerry crime family, and don't forget the happy gay couple, the Mayor Pete Butthead crime family. What a country. You can't even believe it. The mayor of South Bend is running the transportation of the entire United States of America, which is why planes are almost crashing, trains are derailing, and the supply chain is, what do we say in Yiddish, verkackt? We'll be right back. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519 or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Folks, you've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow, including me. Well, Mike Liddell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these, ensuring they weren't just any old slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long so they could be worn both indoors and outdoors. These are now my favorite slippers ever. For a limited time, you will now save $90 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WAR, or call 800-659-9475.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you a conservative warrior? A Christian patriot? Do you love America? It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, they will go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservative and patriots, greatpatriotstore.com. All of the products are made in America at the highest quality and at the best prices found anywhere in the world. Greatpatriotstore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at greatpatriotstore.com for a dramatically lower price. Healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-America company, and you save a fortune. Greatpatriotstore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to greatpatriotstore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American company. Greatpatriotstore.com. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, the root's on fire. My Pillow, sponsor of this show. As you see on the rolling little monitor underneath, you know, at the very bottom of my picture throughout the show, My Pillow is the owner. Mike Lindell owns My Pillow, and My Pillow and Mike Lindell are the owner of Lindell TV, and they're the ones who put me on the air. So I thank you very much. You're wonderful people, great people, to put my message out there. I got to thank you. The boldness of this message, not too many networks want it. And Lindell does, and so does Real America's Voice, two great American patriotic companies. But the sponsor of this show is Mike Lindell, Lindell TV, and MyPillow. And don't forget, he's got another great website called MyStore.com, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. All your bedding needs at MyPillow.com, all your other needs of almost any product you want to buy at MyStore.com. With the promo code ROOT, you unlock the best deals at both websites. Whatever you're looking for or looking at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, you put in the promo code ROOT, and you find out you get 40% off, 50% off, 60% off, 80% off. Giant overstock sale with 80% off. They've got some great products. My favorite is slippers. It's got male and female slippers for me and my wife. We love them. Dog bed. My dog loves it. Pillows, of course. We sleep on the pillows. The mattress toppers, we sleep on those. So all great products. Go to MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, put in the promo code ROOT. So I mentioned that all dictators want to take your guns away. Biden signs an executive order to ramp up gun control. Biden signed an executive order on March 14th to advance gun control measures, including a step towards universal background checks, as much as current law will allow without requiring new legislation. The order increases the number of background checks before firearm sales to get as close to universal background checks as possible without the additional legislation. But separate from that, you think that's bad if you're a gun person like I am, if you love the Second Amendment like I do, if you want the right to defend yourself like I do. But the Gun Owners of America, which is a great organization, they're aghast at the potential expansion of ATF. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF. Biden's new budget is out. It's just an incredible, bloated budget, incredible tax increases of $5 trillion. Insanity. And his budget is $6.8 trillion. And the Gun Owners of America say that the proposed budget contains $1.9 billion for ATF. That's not only an almost 15% increase over 2022, but it's $500 million more than the fiscal 2020 budget. And if passed as written, Biden's budget would expand ATF by 35.7%, an overall growth of more than 50% since the Obama administration. According to Biden's plan, the $1.9 billion would finance the expansion of multi-jurisdictional gun trafficking strike forces, including firearms industry regulation, and implement the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. And so all I could tell you is, when some tyrants like Biden and the people behind him, the real President Obama, are obsessed with taking your guns away and registering your guns so that they know where every gun is, so that when they want to do an FBI raid at your house, a SWAT raid, they know you've got guns, and they come in blazing and blow you away for the crime of being a conservative patriot. When people are obsessed with taking your guns away, they're evil. That's the tip-off, that they're evil and they hate the people and want to control the people's life. That's the reason they want to take your guns away. Because, see, I'm obsessed with taking guns away, too. I want to take guns away from criminals. I don't ever want to take one gun ever away from a law-abiding citizen. And you think about America for a minute. Just think about it. Sounds like my old Italian neighbor in New York. Think about it, okay? You talking to me? Think about it. Think about it for a second. When do you ever hear about a law-abiding citizen with all 300 million guns in America? When do law-abiding citizens ever hurt anybody with a gun? Never. Virtually never. Every crime in this country is in bad neighborhoods where everybody votes Democrat, where the people who have guns are all criminals, and the people who are nice people, like take a typical black neighborhood in Chicago. Black-on-black crime, dramatic. There's a black-on-black genocide on the streets of Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, Memphis, Cleveland, New Orleans, you name it. But take the streets of Baltimore, right? Black-on-black crime, Chicago, black-on-black crime, Detroit, black-on-black crime. All the nice black people, which is 99% of them, don't have guns. It's gun-free zones. You're not allowed to own a gun in those cities. There isn't a gun store in the whole city. But the criminals have lots of guns. So you're helpless. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. You got no chance. The good people have no chance. So Biden wants us all to have no chance. He wants us all defenseless because the government is so scared of the American people. They know he's an illegitimate president. They know he stole the election. They fear what the people really think, and they want us disarmed. We'll be right back.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow. To bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that MyPillow could get any better. That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology, and I knew I had to bring it to you all. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The MyPillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last MyPillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed, and I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. MyPillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new MyPillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
If someone told you that you could change your life, change your entire life in 88 days, would you do it? Would you believe it?
We are John and Chelsea Jubilee. What would you say if we told you that you could reverse diabetes, high blood pressure,
or most any other disease without painful exercises in just 88 days?
I didn't even think I'd cry talking about that.
It's okay.
But honestly, it was really cool to be able to get my life back.
We have a breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
Don't miss your opportunity to get well. We know that almost everybody out there is selling false hope, that everyone is selling a diet, but every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. But you need something that's sustainable.
We have been helping people for over 25 years with this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
You will lose fat fast, including that killer visceral fat. Chronic dehydration is the root cause of most illnesses. We want to encourage you, go log on to our website. Watch these amazing testimonials. They sound too good to be true.
Every day we hear someone that says, it sounded too good to be true, but it worked for me.
Had their kidney function down to 60%, that's irreversible kidney damage. No getting that back. Except it did. My kidney function came back.
88 days, what could you expect? What I didn't expect. My acid reflux I had for over 20 years, it's completely gone.
It's okay to be skeptical, but don't miss your opportunity to be your best you ever now.
So log on to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, mystore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean. Plus, it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all My Store products. That's mystore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
Wait on the root's on fire. So's gold. You know, gold's over $1,900 an ounce, and silver's dramatically up as well. And that's because we live in such precarious times. So many black swan events are out there. World War III, stock market, the economy, banking sector, problems galore. And doesn't mean every one of them will turn out horrible, but the Biden economy is not good and the Biden policies are very bad. And the banking industry is hanging by a thread. Who says it? Not me. It's, let me give you the name of the company. I can't even remember now. It's that company that rates everybody. But they came out today, said the entire banking industry is in trouble. You know, I should never bring something up unless I got it in front of me. I don't have it in front of me. But they did say the banking industry is in a lot of trouble, and they downgraded. It was Moody's. That's the name. Moody's, who rates all the big investments, said that the banking industry is downgraded and has major, major structural problems. So who knows what's going to happen? I'm not promising you the end of the world or the end of America, but I am promising you that you need financial insurance, and that's Goldgate Capital. You could buy physical gold and silver, and everybody should. from Goldgate Capital. You could put it in your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account, or you could just put it in your safety deposit box at the bank, or you could put it in a safe at your house, or you can bury it in your darn backyard. But everyone should own gold and silver. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Everything they send you is 100% insured. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first offer. Such an offer, my grandmother would have said. Who can beat that offer? No one. Up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order when you say Wayne Allyn Root. If you're among the first 100 callers today, toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, my guest is here, an economist, James Hartman, and a real estate expert. He hosts a podcast. His website is jasonhartman.com, jasonhartman.com. Jason, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Wayne, it's good to be here. I haven't seen you for a while. How have you been?
Jason, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
I know he's there because we got a note from Lindell TV. My guest is sitting there waiting for me. Jason?
Yeah. I'm here, Wayne. Right, well, how you doing?
I'll have to fill. There you are. I knew you were there, but we couldn't hear you. So welcome to the show. JasonHartman.com is the website. You host a podcast, what, on economics? Is that your topic?
Yeah, you've been on my show a couple of times over the years, over the last 10 years or so. And we talk a lot about economics. We talk about the elites and the power grabs and the political situation. And Wayne, I tell you, it is pretty dire out there. It sure is. And I'm glad to hear you talking about gun rights and all this important stuff on your show. So keep it up.
Thank you. Well, look, you know, every tyrant in world history, every communist tyrant, and then you've got people like Hitler and Stalin and Pol Pot. And first thing they did is take everyone's guns away. And
of
you
course.
Can see it happening in slow motion. This country, terrible,
yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. You know, you would think so our friends on the left would be in favor of gun rights because they're the ultimate equality mechanism. A little old lady on the street is as strong, if you will, as a big giant man, you know, who's a gangbanger, because the gun is the great equalizer. It puts them on equal footing.
You would think, look, I believe it, you believe it, but an awful lot of people don't. You think that lesson would have been learned from the Holocaust. First thing Hitler did was take the guns away from the Jews. I'm Jewish. I learned the lesson. I learned two lessons from the Holocaust. Never let anyone take your guns away, number one. And number two, government is not your friend. Government is always bad guy, always out for interests that are not yours. They may not always want to murder you, but you cannot trust government is out to help you and has your interests in mind. And I don't know how my fellow Jews didn't learn those lessons, but they didn't. And I'm sure trying to teach them. Jason Hartman, explain the Silicon Valley Bank collapse. Am I right in my belief? I'm not a banker, I'm not an economist, but I believe it's all about the company being woke and taking their eyes off of what matters, making money for the shareholders and protecting the investments and the assets of the shareholders. Instead, they were too worried about flying the rainbow flag and screaming about LGBT parades and climate change. Let's devote all our income to climate change. Companies like that are all going down, like the Hindenburg, in my opinion.
Well, no question. I mean, they were distracted by a bunch of politically correct nonsense, a bunch of ESG nonsense, when they really knew, Wayne, for the last year or so, they have been in an emergency situation. They had no risk manager. They stupidly purchased a whole bunch of mortgage-backed securities at the lowest rates in quite literally 5,000 years. And those maturity dates were way out into the future. And so they just made so many mistakes. It is shameful. And of course, the executives took a bunch of money out right before the collapse. They bonused employees.
Friday.
I know.
This past Friday.
They did not have their eye on the ball. They were literally, it was like the band playing music on the deck of the Titanic. Literally. I mean, you could compare it to that. Because they were in an emergency situation, a dire situation.
If they gave bonus checks on Friday afternoon and the banks were closed, could you even deposit them by Monday if the banks closed? I'm wondering if those bonus checks never were able to be cashed or deposited. I wonder. But
who knows?
You said something, Jason, I didn't know. I know a lot of stuff about Silicon Bank. What I didn't know is that they've been in an emergency situation for a year. So they knew they were in big trouble when they cashed their stock in and when they paid their bonuses in a matter of days. They certainly knew now, but they've known for a year they're in trouble. I didn't know that.
Yeah, more will come out about this, I'm sure. I mean, this is preliminary information. This only happened last Friday, of course. So, we saw the run on the bank, but we are getting evidence about what they knew way back a year and a half ago. So it'll be really interesting to see it come out. But with these woke companies, you know, they've got the media on their side. They've got the political class on their side. And a lot of this information is suppressed. We've seen it in many different stories. I mean, go way back to Bernie Madoff. Isn't it funny? There was just no trial, no investigation. It was just, he's going to plea and let's just put him in jail and let's hide the whole thing. I would have rather seen a trial. So we would have seen what really happened there. You know, it always happens in these cases. Don't even mention Epstein and get me started on that one. But yeah, it's all of these.
All right. So what is the ripple effect in the banking community? I saw that Moody's, first of all, it's amazing to me. The stock market went up a little bit yesterday. Banking sector got destroyed, but the market went up in the middle of all this turmoil. And then today, the banking sector actually had a big rebound and went up last I looked. I didn't see the final close, but with not much time to go, the banking sector made a rebound. And so it's amazing to me because today was the day Moody's came out and said that the banking sector is downgraded and it's got terrible structural problems and things could really go bad. So why would bank stocks go up today?
Well, they went up from a decline. So it's always a compared to what question. But I think overall, the market is pricing in either a Fed rate cut or the Fed just laying off on the increases. And that will be bullish if we get a less hawkish Fed. Jay Powell has been really out of control. I mean, he has got a split personality. During the COVID era, he was accommodative. He said, we're going to just ease money. We're going to print money. We're going to loosen everything. And then he turned into Paul Volcker and went the complete opposite direction very suddenly. I'm very critical of the Fed. They have screwed this thing up dramatically. They should have raised rates much sooner and much more slowly. So the market could adjust to it. But all of these banks holding these mortgage-backed securities, when interest rates go up like they have, all of the value of those portfolios declines dramatically. And so the question is now, the Fed is just boxed into a corner. Do they make the value of all of these securities lower, which is possibly a sign of weakness and for other investors as well, or do they lay off the interest rate increases or literally reduce rates and pivot and just let inflation run rampant? It's a very difficult situation. Almost
very tough, real corner. You know, I said this, I'm not an economist. I've said this for a year now that, you know, if you wanted to kill inflation, you'd have to do what Paul Volcker did, which is bring interest rates to like 20%. But if you did that in the face of a recession, you would create a Great Depression. So where do you go? And not only that, but the American debt is, the national debt is so high, we couldn't pay the national debt if you raised interest rates to 15 to 20%. So the Fed's between a rock and a hard place. How high can interest rates go? When Volcker was, Reagan was president, Volcker was the Fed chairman, we owed nothing compared to today. We must owe a couple of trillion. Now it's 30 trillion. How can you ever raise rates? We'll bring you back in the next segment, Jason. We're running to an ad break. Stay with us. I want to get you to answer that question. How can you ever fight inflation when you can't raise interest rates high enough? Because we can't pay back the national debt at too high an interest rate. It would eat up the entire American budget. So they're between a rock and a hard place, I think. We'll be right back. More with Jason Hartman, economist, real estate expert, and host of the Jason Hartman podcast. His website, jasonhartman.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, rootforamerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. We'll be right back. Also on social media, at Parler, at Twitter, at Getter, at Truth Social, at Gab, at all of them. I'm at Real Wayne Root. At Real Wayne Root at every one of your favorite social media sites. We'll be right back.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them and I personally buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver that you could put in your IRA, SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured. When it comes time to sell, Gold Gate Capital makes it easy for you. They'll buy the metals back from you if you ever decide to sell. So, call Gold Gate Capital toll-free at 855-770-GOLD today. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you have worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. So don't wait. Call Gold Gate Capital now. Toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-4653. $15,000 in free silver is possible on your first order. So what are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that MyPillow could get any better. That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology and I knew I had to bring it to you all. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The MyPillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last MyPillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed and I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. MyPillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new MyPillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature-regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alla Root. Folks, you've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow, including me. Well, Mike Liddell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these, ensuring they weren't just any old slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long so they can be worn both indoors and outdoors. These are now my favorite slippers ever. For a limited time, you will now save $90 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code WAR or call 800-659-9475. The Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. The sponsor of this segment, the show, Energized Health. The deal with Energized Health is that they came to me and said, we want to sponsor your show, but we'll only do it if you sign a contract with us. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You got to sign a contract with me. I don't sign a contract with you. And they said, no, we won't sponsor the show unless you go on the program. And I said, I don't need a diet. I don't need to lose any weight. I'm in great shape. And they said, no, everyone needs to lose fat. Not necessarily weight, but fat. Almost everybody has inner body visceral fat, and you will not believe how it melts off with our program, and you got to get on the program, or we're not going to sponsor your show. And so I said, okay, I'll get on the program. And then in 88 days to start the program, I lost 25 pounds of fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. It changed my life, changed the way I look, reproportioned my body. Amazing stuff. You could do the same thing. Get 40% off. It's the Wayne Root Decisive Action Discount. That's what they call it. The WAR Decisive Action Discount. Tell them you want that and you get 40% off. Be like Wayne. Go to energizedhealth.com. Change your life and reverse the aging clock. I look better now than I did 12 years ago when I was 50 years old. I look better now. Every picture I see, I go, oh my gosh, I look 10 years younger 12 years later. They reversed the aging clock for me. That's what their program does. EnergizedHealth.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 40% off or call 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. All right, we're back with Jason Hartman, economist, real estate expert, hosts a podcast. His website is jasonhartman.com. Jason, so get back to my contention here that we've got very, very big problems. And the reason we have big problems is because the country's gone so woke that nobody's eye is on the prize. So it's not just the banking industry. I think it's all of corporate America. And I think we're in major trouble. What do you think?
I think you're right. The business of business is business. Since when should corporations be involved in all these crazy ideologies and woke causes, whether they're on the left or the right of the political spectrum? And most are on the right, of course, or the left, sadly.
Left. You know,
well, at least the outspoken ones are on the left, I'll put it that way. Why should they be involved in this? They should be focusing on their business. It's just absurd that they somehow think they're, destined to do all these do-gooder causes. It's ridiculous.
Well, and the proof's in the pudding. They're not doing well. Answer this for me. Are you focused pretty well in the banking community? Can I ask you a banking question?
I'll try the best I can. I mean, I'm not a banking expert. There are people who spend their whole career just in banking. So I'm not one of them, but fire away.
I have friends who stare at the numbers, what the banks are invested in, and they tell me that these banks have invested big money in life insurance assets, and they're getting creamed because the COVID vaccine is killing so many people that mortality rates are the highest in history, higher than even World War II by a mile. No one's ever seen the dead bodies that are piling up. People are dropping dead suddenly, and life insurance companies are getting killed because these payouts, they can't afford them. And the banks have invested in the life insurance payouts, basically, the life insurance assets. Have you heard that at all? I'm just wondering.
Well, I've been doing a lot of research lately. It's really funny you should bring that up because I've been doing a lot of research lately on the life insurance companies themselves and trying to ascertain the burden on them, the additional burden for the COVID era itself and then subsequently the vaccine. But, you know, I'm sure the news about the vax will be suppressed like crazy because, of course, that doesn't fit the narrative. We will see. I don't have enough information on that, and certainly not for the component of the banks being invested in those companies, but I just want to look at the source itself, which is the actual life insurance companies, because if they become insolvent or reach difficult times and can't pay premiums, that's really quite scary too. A lot of people have these policies that not only pay a death benefit, of course, but they can borrow against them. They're basically investment vehicles. And it does concern me. I tell you, I have been asking, I was just talking this morning about a friend of mine who's in the life insurance business. I was talking to him, and information is pretty scarce on this topic, surprisingly. I can only guess that it's being suppressed because of the narrative.
All right, so answer me in the next minute and a half we have left. Give me a tight answer on the Fed painted into a corner if they try to do the Volcker-Reagan era, raise interest rates high enough to kill inflation, we wouldn't be able to pay the national debt. How can they pull this off?
I think they have to err in favor of more inflation. And frankly, inflation hurts the poor the most, and it enriches the elite class, and they are in the elite class, so it's just going to enrich themselves. I teach a special strategy I trademarked years ago called inflation-induced debt destruction. Inflation is good for the wealthy class because most of them are playing their cards right with that. But sadly, it really hurts the poor and the middle class and the lower middle class. But I think they're going to just vote for more inflation. It's always the business plan because on an international level, they inflate away their debt.
Jason, we're up against news break. We got to run. But you fascinated me. I want to have you back on to tell us that plan you've got, how middle-class people can fight inflation. I want to hear it. I would just suggest lots of gold and silver. JasonHartman.com, JasonHartman.com, economist, real estate expert. Jason, thanks for coming on the show. Good night, everyone.